Hey everyone and welcome. We're diving deep today into the world of home-based businesses.
Sounds exciting.
It is. We're looking at the source. Best and easy ways to make money from home. Starting your own home business.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that one.
It's from Home Business Insider.
Cool.
And it seems like lately everyone is talking about ditching that 9-to-5.
Yeah.
For the flexibility and the freedom of just working from home.
I get it.
Yeah. You know, I get it too.
The appeal is definitely there.
Yeah. But is it all it's cracked up to be? I mean,
right.
That's what we're here to find out. So what do you think? What's the source have to say about this big shift?
Well, it definitely highlights the shift that's happening.
Yeah.
It's not just about side hustles anymore.
Okay,
you know, people are looking for more control over their careers.
Right.
And more work-life balance.
That's the big one, right. But isn't that whole work-life balance thing kind of a myth?
Yeah.
When your office is also your kitchen table?
That is a great question. And to be honest, it's something that the source doesn't fully address.
Okay.
A lot of people struggle with that boundary when they're working from home.
Totally.
But you know what I find interesting?
What's that?
Is that it does point out a potential upside.
Okay.
Working in a familiar environment.
Okay.
You know, maybe that actually boosts productivity.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with that stressful commute or distracting coworkers.
Right.
So you know it's all about creating a space that works for you.
Okay, that's an interesting point that I hadn't really considered.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not all a myth.
Right.
But still.
Yeah.
I remember trying to work from home during that whole.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it was a chaotic time.
I hear you.
I got almost nothing done.
It's tough.
So for those of us who maybe aren't naturally organized, what does the source suggest?
Well, it really emphasizes the self-assessment piece.
Okay.
Before you dive into any business idea.
Right.
It's crucial to just take stock of your skills and your interests and even your personality.
Okay, so.
Are you a self-starter?
Got it.
Do you thrive on routine or do you need that flexibility?
Right.
The source has a whole section on figuring that out.
So it's kind of like dating.
Yeah.
Know yourself before you get involved with any business ventures.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about the market need part? I mean, I'm great at making sock puppets, but...
That's where market research comes in.
Okay.
The source talks about tools and resources
for
figuring out if there's an actual demand for your skills.
Right.
You know, it's about finding that sweet spot where your talents meet a need in the marketplace.
Okay, got it. No sock puppet empire for me, I guess.
Maybe not.
But what if someone's feeling stuck?
Yeah.
I know they want to change,
yeah,
but they're drawing a blank on specific business ideas.
Well, the source throws out a ton of ideas.
Okay.
Freelancing, consulting, online tutoring, selling crafts.
Okay.
It's a pretty extensive list. It's like a little something for everybody.
And it dives into the potential earnings for each.
Oh, that's always helpful.
Which is good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down a few of those.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are curious about freelancing these days.
Uh-huh.
What kind of skills are in demand?
That's so.
And how do you actually find clients?
It mentions platforms like Upwork and Fiverr.
Okay.
Which are good places to start.
Yeah.
But it emphasizes building a strong portfolio.
Okay.
And in terms of skills, anything from writing and editing to graphic design and web development is in high demand.
Okay.
It even talks about virtual assisting.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Okay.
Virtual assisting.
Yeah.
It sounds so futuristic.
It is, kind of.
What exactly does a virtual assistant do?
So basically, you're providing administrative or technical or creative support to clients.
Got it.
Remotely.
Okay.
So think scheduling appointments, managing social media, even bookkeeping.
Okay. It's a great option for someone who's organized and enjoys variety in their work.
Okay. I can see the appeal of that.
Yeah.
What about folks who are more, shall we say, big picture thinkers?
Yes.
The source mentioned consulting.
Right? Yes. And it highlighted the potential to earn a good income.
Okay.
Especially if you can establish yourself as an expert.
Right.
In a particular field.
Okay.
So think of it as leveraging your experience to help businesses solve problems or improve their strategies.
So less doing the tasks.
Right.
And more advising on how to do them.
Exactly. And it's not just about big corporations.
Okay.
Small businesses and even individuals can benefit from consulting services.
So it's like being a business Yoda.
I guess you could say that.
I love it. Okay.
It's about sharing your wisdom.
Yeah.
And guiding others to success.
Okay, so we've got freelancing for the doers and consulting for the thinkers.
There you go.
What about the teachers out there?
Well, online tutoring is booming.
Really?
The source points out that the market is huge.
Wow.
Everyone from kids needing help with their homework to adults pursuing professional development.
Okay.
And with platforms like Zoom and Skype, geography is no longer a barrier.
That's amazing. I hadn't realized online tutoring was so widespread.
Yeah.
Is it mostly focused on traditional academic subjects?
Not at all.
Okay.
The source mentions that you can teach anything you're passionate about.
Oh, wow.
And knowledgeable.
Yes.
And from cooking and music to coding and languages.
So basically anything.
There's a market for almost anything these days.
That's so cool. Okay. I'm already feeling inspired.
That's great.
But before we all quit our jobs and become virtual tutors, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Online business models.
Yes.
This is where things get really interesting, right?
This is where the potential for scale and reach explodes.
I like it. Okay, so the source highlights e-commerce, affiliate marketing, and digital products as the big three.
That's right.
Okay, I'm familiar with e-commerce.
That's just selling stuff online, right?
Yep.
But tell me more about affiliate marketing and digital products.
Okay.
Those seem a little bit more mysterious.
Well, with affiliate marketing,
you're
essentially recommending other people's products or services.
Okay.
And you're earning a commission on each sale.
Okay.
Think of it as like online word of mouth marketing.
Got it.
The source mentions platforms like Amazon Associates.
Okay.
Where you can find tons of products to promote.
So it's like being an influencer, but with a focus on actually making sales.
Exactly.
Got it.
And the source claims that successful affiliate marketers often have a really strong online presence.
Uh-huh.
And they create content that incorporates their affiliate links naturally.
Interesting. Okay, what about digital products?
Okay.
What are some examples?
Think ebooks, online courses, templates, design assets, anything that can be delivered digitally.
Got it.
And the beauty is you create it once.
Yeah.
And then you can sell it over and over again.
Wow.
Platforms like Teachable and Udemy make it easy to host and market these kinds of products.
So the profit potential there is huge.
It can be.
I've always been curious about creating online courses.
Yeah.
Maybe I could finally teach the world how to make those sock puppets.
Maybe.
But before you get carried away with any of these business models.
Okay.
We need to talk about the tools and resources that can set you up for success.
Yes, definitely. All right, welcome back to our deep dive into the world of home-based businesses.
So we've got our creative juices flowing with all these business ideas and online models.
Yeah.
But before we get too excited, shouldn't we talk about the less glamorous side of things?
Yes, definitely.
You know, like the legal and financial stuff?
You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of starting a business.
Right.
But laying a strong foundation is crucial.
Totally.
So the source walks us through some key legal considerations.
Okay.
Starting with the different business structures.
Okay. So this is where we figure out if we're flying solo, teaming up with a partner, or building a whole corporate empire,
right? Yeah, exactly. Are we a sole proprietor partnership or an LLC?
Right.
Each structure has different legal and tax implications.
See, this is where my eyes start to glaze over.
I get it.
It all seems so complicated.
It can be.
I don't even know where to start.
That's why the source recommends consulting with a legal professional.
Oh, okay.
Or reaching out to resources like the Small Business Administration. Right. They can help you navigate all the jargon and make sure you're setting things up correctly from the start.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better.
Good.
So once we've got our business structure sorted out.
Yes.
What's next on the legal checklist?
The source emphasizes the importance of permits and licenses.
Even for home-based businesses.
Even for home-based businesses.
Oh, yeah.
It might not be as exciting as brainstorming product ideas, but it's essential to make sure you're complying with all the regulations in your area.
Right, because even though we're working from our living rooms, we can't just ignore the rules.
Exactly.
Right.
The source mentions that local zoning laws can come into play.
Okay.
So you want to check those early on.
So no starting a metal fabrication shop in my basement then?
Probably not a good idea.
Okay, point taken.
Especially if you want to stay on good terms with your neighbors.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But speaking of things that can be a headache.
Okay.
Let's talk taxes.
All right.
Is there any way to make this part less painful?
I wish.
Okay.
But the source does offer some practical tips.
Okay.
It stresses the importance of meticulous record keeping.
Okay.
Especially for self-employment taxes.
Right.
You need to track all your income and expenses.
So I guess I can't just shove receipts in a shoebox anymore.
probably not the best strategy.
Yeah.
But luckily, there are tons of accounting software options available. That can make this process a lot easier.
Oh.
The source mentions QuickBooks and FreshBooks,
okay,
which can automate a lot of the tedious tasks.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah.
I'd much rather let software handle the number crunching,
right,
than wrestle with spreadsheets all day.
For sure.
So are we done with the legal stuff yet?
Almost.
Okay.
There's one more important consideration.
Okay.
Liability insurance.
Okay, that sounds serious.
Yeah.
What exactly does liability insurance cover?
It protects you in case someone sues you.
Oh.
Or claims they were harmed.
Okay.
By your products or services.
So like what?
So imagine a customer tripping over a package on your porch.
Okay.
Or having an allergic reaction to a product you sold.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Liability insurance can help cover legal and medical costs.
Wow. I hadn't even considered those scenarios.
Yeah, it's important to think about.
I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've talked about business structures, permits, taxes, and insurance. Anything else we need to know on the legal front?
The source emphasizes that it's always best to consult with a legal professional.
Okay.
If you have any specific questions or concerns.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They can provide tailored advice based on your unique situation.
Great point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've laid a solid legal foundation.
Yes.
Now, how do we actually get people excited about our amazing home-based business?
That's where marketing comes in.
All right.
The source has a whole section on marketing strategies.
Okay.
And it emphasizes the importance of building a strong online presence.
So we're talking websites, social media, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Your website is like your virtual storefront.
Right.
It's often the first impression you make on potential customers.
Uh-huh.
So it needs to be professional, easy to navigate.
Yeah.
And optimized for search engines.
Ah, SEO.
Yes.
I keep hearing that term.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I'm still a little fuzzy on what it actually means.
It stands for search engine optimization. And it's basically the art of making your website more visible.
Right.
In search engine results.
Okay.
The higher you rank,
yeah,
the more likely people are to find you.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So how do we make sure our website is SEO friendly?
The source mentions using relevant keywords.
Okay.
Creating high quality content.
Uh-huh.
And building backlinks.
Okay.
From other reputable websites.
Got it.
There are a lot of strategies involved.
Yeah.
But the main goal is to make it easy for search engines to understand,
okay,
what your website is about and why it's valuable to users.
Got it. So we've got a fantastic website.
Okay.
We're ranking high on Google.
All right.
What's next?
Social media.
Right.
Platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn,
okay,
offer incredible opportunities to connect with potential customers,
yeah,
build brand awareness,
wow,
and drive traffic to your website.
Social media can feel a little overwhelming, though.
It can.
Where do you even begin?
The source recommends starting with a few platforms,
okay,
that align with your target audience.
Got it.
Don't try to be everywhere at once.
Right.
Focus on creating engaging content,
all right,
interacting with your followers, and maybe even running some targeted ads.
Okay, so it's about being strategic and focusing our efforts.
Yes.
But what about those of us who aren't naturally social media butterflies?
Sure.
Are there other marketing strategies we can use?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The source also talks about the importance of networking.
Okay.
It might seem old-fashioned,
yeah,
in the digital age,
yeah,
but building relationships is still key.
I can see that, but I'm not exactly a natural networker.
Okay.
Any tips for those of us who are a bit more introverted?
Start by joining online communities or forums,
okay,
related to your niche.
Okay.
You can also attend local business events or workshops.
Got it.
The source emphasizes the importance of finding ways to connect with other entrepreneurs,
yeah,
and build those relationships.
Okay, that feels less intimidating than walking into a room full of strangers.
Right.
And trying to work the room.
Exactly. And you never know who you might meet,
right,
or what opportunities might arise
yeah,
from those connections.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So we've got our website, social media, networking.
Yeah.
Anything else we should be doing to spread the word about our amazing home-based business?
The source also highlights the power of email marketing.
Oh, okay. So email isn't dead after all.
Not even close.
Okay.
It allows you to build a direct connection with your audience.
Got it.
And share valuable content, promotions, and updates.
That makes sense. But how do you actually convince people to sign up for your email list?
The source recommends offering a lead magnet.
Okay.
Like a free ebook. It's all about providing value and building trust.
Great tip.
Yeah.
So we've got a pretty comprehensive marketing strategy in place. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the part that makes many of us squirm.
Okay.
Money management.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
Finances can feel intimidating, but the source breaks down the key principles in a really accessible way.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm all for creative thinking and big dreams.
Yeah.
But if I can't manage the money side of things,
right,
my business is going to crash and burn pretty quickly.
That's why the source emphasizes the importance of budgeting.
Okay.
It's not just about tracking numbers. It's about creating a roadmap for your business.
Okay. But how detailed does a budget really need to be?
It doesn't have to be complicated. Yeah. The key is to have a clear understanding of your income and expenses,
right,
both fixed and variable.
Okay.
The source recommends using categories to track your spending and identifying areas where you can potentially cut costs or improve efficiency.
So it's about being mindful of where the money is going.
Exactly.
Not just blindly spending.
Exactly. And luckily, there are lots of budgeting tools and apps available that can help you stay organized.
Okay. That sounds less daunting.
Yeah.
So once we've got a handle on our budget, what's next on the money management checklist?
So the source talks about the importance of separating your personal and business finances.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But it's easier said than done.
It can be.
Especially when you're first starting out.
Yeah.
What's the best way to do that?
Opening a separate bank account and credit card for your business is a good first step.
Right. Because using my personal credit card for everything is probably not a good habit to get into.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
It can also create legal and tax headaches down the road.
Okay. Yeah. Separate accounts it is.
Good.
Now let's talk about the part that always makes me a little nervous.
Right.
Pricing.
Yeah.
How do you figure out how much to charge for your products or services?
That's a great question, and the source offers some helpful guidance.
Okay.
It recommends researching your competitors' pricing, understanding your costs, and considering the perceived value of what you offer.
So it's kind of a balancing act.
It is.
You don't want to undervalue your work.
Right.
But you also don't want to scare away potential customers with sky-high prices.
It's about finding that sweet spot where your pricing is competitive, but also profitable for your business.
Right.
And remember, you can always adjust your pricing as your business grows and evolves.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the legal and financial side of things, and we've got a solid marketing plan in place.
You do.
Is there anything else we need to be prepared for on this entrepreneurial journey?
Well, the source acknowledges that running a home-based business isn't always a walk in the park.
I'm sure it's not.
There are some common challenges you might encounter.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I'm already bracing myself for the inevitable bumps in the road.
That's a great attitude to have. One of the biggest challenges highlighted in the source is maintaining a healthy work-life balance.
Yeah, that's one I'm already anticipating.
Right.
It's so easy to blur the lines when your office is also your living room.
It is.
Any tips for setting boundaries?
The source recommends establishing a dedicated workspace.
Okay.
Sticking to a schedule as much as possible and communicating your availability to family and friends.
Okay, so it's about creating some structure.
Yeah.
And being intentional about when we're working and when we're not.
Exactly.
But what about those times when motivation wanes?
Yeah.
It's easy to get distracted at home.
It is.
Especially when the laundry is calling my name.
That's a real struggle for many home-based entrepreneurs.
You bet.
The source suggests setting realistic goals, breaking down large tasks into smaller chunks, and finding ways to stay accountable.
Okay.
Maybe join a mastermind group or connect with other entrepreneurs online for support and encouragement.
Right, because sometimes we all need a cheerleader in our corner.
Yes, we do.
Especially when we're working solo.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've got work-life balance and motivation covered.
We do.
What other challenges might we face?
As your business grows.
Okay.
You might encounter the challenge of scaling your operations effectively.
Okay.
This could involve hiring employees, outsourcing tasks, or investing in new systems and processes.
That sounds like a good problem to have.
It can be.
But I can see how navigating that growth could feel overwhelming.
It can.
Any advice for handling it gracefully?
The source emphasizes the importance of seeking mentorship from experienced entrepreneurs who've been there and done that.
Okay.
They can provide valuable guidance and help you avoid common pitfalls.
Okay, so surround yourself with wise people who have already walked the path you're on.
Exactly.
That sounds like a recipe for success.
It can be.
Okay.
And one final piece of advice the source offers is to embrace resilience and adaptability.
So be prepared for things to change.
Yeah.
And be willing to roll with the punches.
Exactly. The entrepreneurial journey is rarely a straight line.
Right.
There'll be bumps in the road, unexpected detours,
right,
and moments when you need to pivot your plans.
Okay.
But by embracing challenges as opportunities for growth,
yeah,
you can build a business that is both successful and sustainable.
Well said. And with that inspiring thought,
yes,
we've come to the end of part two of our deep dive.
Be sure to join us for the final part where we'll wrap up our exploration of the world of home-based businesses.
Okay.
And leave you with some final thoughts and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey.
Until then, keep dreaming big. All right, welcome back to the final part of our deep dive.
Into the world of home-based businesses.
Exactly. We've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
It's amazing what you can fit into three parts.
Right, from those initial sparks of inspiration to the actual nitty-gritty of making those dreams a reality.
Absolutely.
And I feel like we've explored like every nook and cranny of this home-based business world.
Yeah, the good, the challenging.
The ups and the downs.
Everything in between.
Yep.
So as we kind of wrap up our exploration,
yeah,
what do you think?
It's time to step back and reflect on what we've learned.
Yeah.
And more importantly, what's possible.
Okay, so what stands out to you the most?
Well, I think it's really fascinating how like the traditional barriers to entrepreneurship, they've practically vanished.
Yeah.
It's not just a select few
right,
who get to chase this dream anymore.
Exactly. It feels like a whole new world has opened up and it's accessible to pretty much anyone.
Right.
With technology kind of leveling the playing field.
Yes.
And those online business models exploding.
It's true.
It's like you don't need a fancy office.
Right.
Or a ton of capital to get started.
You don't.
It's just about having a good idea.
Yep.
A willingness to learn and the drive to just make it happen.
Exactly. And that's what I find so inspiring about this whole topic.
Yeah.
I think this deep dive has given us like a real roadmap for success.
Yeah.
It is from pinpointing our skills and our passions to navigating like those sometimes scary legal and financial aspects.
You're right. It's like having a trusted guide on this entrepreneurial adventure.
Totally.
And while the journey might have some twists and turns, the potential rewards are huge.
Absolutely. There's something so empowering about being your own boss, setting your own hours.
Absolutely.
And building something you truly believe in.
Yes.
And let's be honest, the financial upside is pretty appealing too.
Right. I mean, building a successful home-based business can create financial security, independence, and maybe even a little wealth along the way.
Right.
But it's not just about the money, is it?
Definitely not. It's about designing a life that truly aligns with your values and your passions.
Right.
A life where work doesn't feel like a chore.
But like an extension of who you are.
I love that.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you could just offer like one piece of advice to someone who's been bitten by that entrepreneurial bug and is considering starting their own home-based business, what would it be?
Don't wait for the perfect moment.
Whoa.
Or the perfect plan.
Okay.
They don't exist.
Right.
The best time to start is now.
Just take action, even if it's a small step.
Exactly. Begin by brainstorming ideas.
Okay.
Researching your target market.
Yeah.
Or reaching out to a mentor for advice.
Right.
The momentum will build as you go.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
There's a whole community of entrepreneurs out there who are eager to support and encourage you.
I love that.
Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
And this deep dive has really highlighted the power of that collaboration and that community.
It has.
So as we wrap up this final episode, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
What's that one thing you've always dreamed of doing?
Yeah.
But you haven't pursued it yet?
What's holding you back?
Is it fear?
Is it doubt?
Or maybe just the inertia of everyday life?
What if you could break free from those limitations and create something truly extraordinary?
What if you could turn that passion into a thriving home-based business?
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
Yeah.
So take a deep breath.
Yes.
Embrace the unknown.
Uh-huh.
And start building the future you deserve.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible deep dive into the world of home-based businesses.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've been inspired, informed, and empowered to take action.
We do.
Until next time, keep dreaming big.